By the time she brings out our food, you will be like, oh, Lord, have mercy. Not Chinese food. It can be a couple of leaves. She will bake them. You know, I now put... I said, you can't totally be denying yourself of what your body needs. See these leaves, there is some what it does in the body. This fish, there is what it does in the body. Milk, there is what it does in the body. Eh? Amala, there is what it does in the body. Even abacha, there is what it does in the body. These are the things our parents eat now. That's why they are strong. They're very healthy. It is now that food has changed. Now you see all manner of sickness too. They can walk. This one, you will jog 1 mile, you are like, they put all the world on you. You know, they can walk. There was no vehicle. They're very strong. I've told you here, my mother, she had all of us in the house. When it was time to have the baby, I and her husband, we just go in the room, then we close the door. I'm telling you. The way God made all these people, God bless them. What will make us to know that they had the babies, by the time we start hearing, where, and we will be jumping, hey, mommy had the baby, mommy had the baby. They will lock the door. They won't come out until they done clean up and all that. And you see her. I'm like, what kind of human being are these? God really gave them strength, ability, and everything. As a child of God, we have strength. Amen. That is why the Bible says we can do not certain things, all things. But don't deny your body. You want to grow, eat well. Eat well. Are you hearing me? Eat well. Eat well and eat right. Moderacy. That is what the Bible teaches in everything that we do. Be moderate. Even if you want to be drinking water, be moderate. Anything you're doing, put moderacy in it. You are fine. By his grace. Amen. When you are eating, you will be growing. It may not necessarily be just physically in size and all that, but you will see every vitals in you will be good, will be healthy, will be strong, will be normal at all times because you are giving the body what it needs. Spiritually, we must feed on the word. We must feed on the word. When you are feeding on the word spiritually, you will begin to grow spiritually. Just like you are growing physically, when you begin to feed, eat well, eat right, on time. Amen? Yes. Praise the Lord. So when you begin to do this, you will begin to see growth. The word of God is powerful enough to cause us to grow. Now, what will make us to mature? It is not just feeding now. It is exercise. Exercise. When you begin, you see somebody that eats well and they exercise well, man, what will you see? Muscle. They will be strong. I'm not saying that you will be tearing clothes, but you will look fitted. When you stand, they know that, yes, this is a mature man. You won't look like a baby. If you don't exercise the word of God, you can never grow stamina. You can never grow strong. When Satan comes with his attacks, you will fall for it. But when you are strong in the Lord, you will stand and fight back. The Bible says our warfare are not carnal. They are strong in the Lord. What is our warfare? What is our warfare? The word of God. When Satan comes, whether you are sleeping or you are awake, when what will come out of your mouth? Because out of the abundance of heart, mouth speaks. You won't be shouting, "Jesus, help me." No, you will speak the word. The word will come out. This is not just about what you memorize. It is what you are living. When you live the life of the word, your life will be full of the word. By the time people relate with you, all they're hearing from you is the word. Any situation that comes your way, you will be strong to face that situation because you know you have a weapon, because you know you are not alone, because you know you are strong, you have stamina, you will resist the devil, and the Bible says he will flee. This has nothing to do with years of experience, years of being in Orange Four Square, years of being in head of ministry. No. It has to do with the life you are living. We got to be living the life of the word. A lot of us know it. We quote it. But when it comes to living it, it's a problem. It's a problem. The devil doesn't respect you if you are a prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer. It's good. But that has nothing to do with the devil. I'm telling you, brethren. I was telling prayer ministry once. I said, listen, it's good to be prayerful. Some people even, they call it a name. They say, do you want to join the prayer warrior? Who are the prayer warriors? The prayer warriors are the people that live the life of the word. Not the people that are in a certain group that are called the prayer warrior. What makes them in the eyes of men to be prayer warriors? Well, because they stay in their room. Once they have their meeting, 10 hours, they are praying. And they are making noise. And they are holding hands. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And the place is shaking. Shaking for what? You have to check what is shaking. That is why life remains the same. Nothing is changing. Brethren, they finish praying, problem continues. But what the devil fears. What the devil fears. What the devil fears, I'm telling you, is the word. The word. Everybody say it with me. The word. Yeah. You want to fast? You can fast 7 days. Go and see them there. Go and see them where you know where I'm talking about. They will finish 7 days and start 21 days. 21 days and start 40 days. After that, they are the same. There should be a change. When you deal with the word, when you live the word begin to transform, begin to change. You can never see somebody living the life of the word and remain the same. Ushers, please put on this for me. Thank you. The word is powerful. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, let's go to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 3. The Bible says that Jesus was led by the Spirit, right? He didn't just wake up and say, I want to do 40 days. He was led. He was what? Led. And this is what a lot of people are majoring on today. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And they too are doing the same thing. But are you led? You have to start from there. You must be led. Church is a spiritual organism. And anything we are doing about it, we must be led by the Spirit of God. Otherwise, you are on your own. When the Spirit of God leads you to go into prayer, to fast for something, I'm telling you, you will see a drastic change. Because it has been done already before he led you to do it. He has taken care of it. But we boast on it. We think it is by our fasting and prayer that we make it happen. Until we do it, God will not be moved. Man, he said, before you speak, I've heard. Fasting is good. I fast too when I can. It's good for you. You will look fresh. You will slim. You will look nice. It's good for our physical body. It doesn't move the hand of God. Fasting will not move God to answer your prayer. It is his mercy. It is his grace. That is why by the time you see the result of your prayer, you won't praise your 7 days fasting. You will say, Lord, I thank you. And when he sees that you are full of it, you are boasting of it, then he's the one that answers prayer now. You can't answer prayer by yourself. When Jesus finished fasting, during that time, the devil came to him. Can you believe that? Somebody that just finished 40 days, so the first visitor should be the devil. I thought devil should be so scared of moving closer to Jesus. Right? Because when I was growing up, when somebody is coming down, finishing fasting, everybody wants to be around so they can pray for you because they are so unique at that time. We all line up. Everybody wants that person to lay hands on you. They just finished fasting 40 days and 40 nights. You've been like that too, right? I'm sure it wasn't just me. Praise God. Because we look at them like these are supernatural beings now. They have gone to be with the Lord for 40 days. No eat, no food, no drink, no pepper, no oil, no salt. They call it white fasting. Dry fasting. Fasting is good for our body. Do you know that as we are sitting right there, you can talk to God and he answers? Right there. As you're taking shower, it's listening. As you're driving, as you are having conversation with people, he drops something on your heart, you talk to him, you're connected. This is the relationship he wants us to have. Jesus finished fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Who came to him? The devil. When you start your fasting, he's watching you now. He will leave you. He will leave you. He will let you do it. You will eat fruit and break. Yeah, continue the next day. 7 days. All you eat is fruit. Great. The moment Jesus finished, he came. Oh, God, welcome back. Hope the journey was fine. He came to him. If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to be loaves. Was Jesus the Son of God really? And he is still the Son of God, right? See, he is a liar. Anything that comes from the devil is not real. He makes the lie to be the truth and deceive us. If you are the Son of God, make these stones to become loaves of bread. The next verse, Jesus started praying. Yes? He started praying, right? He was looking for a prayer warrior. Let's join hands together. This devil wants me to prove that I am the Son of God. You know who you are already. Be calm. As a child of God, in any situation, be calm. Speak the word. Speak the word. See what Jesus told him. But Jesus told him, no. The scripture says, what is Jesus quoting now? Jesus began to speak the word. The scripture says, another version says, it is written. It is written. That is our weapon. You must know what it is written. It is written. Men should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Friend, let me tell you something. This is one of the reasons why situation lingers in the life of believers. Because we think the solution has to do with what we are to do. We are to speak the word. Speak the word and go. I've told you here that one time I locked myself out. You remember the story? I locked myself out. Somebody came. This was a long time, you know. Like around 1994. I still remember the story on my head, like so fresh. Somebody came very early in the morning. I was having short and towel around my neck. And I have a class to teach. I was lecturing in a Bible college then. So I rushed out to open the door. Boom. The door locked. Jam. Ah. The person came in and said, oh, God, I'm so sorry. I put you into this situation. The student, you know, they are pastors, but students will always be students. Oh God, we have to break this door. We can't. You can't be like this. Lecture is going to start soon. I said, no, don't break the door. The landlord will be. You know, something said to my heart, go to the door and speak the word. Because of my faith level, I didn't want to say anything to everybody. You know, I said, what if it doesn't work? So I just, you know, they went and looked for cutlass, looked for whatever. And I, brethren, I went to the door and I called the name of Jesus. I speak just as the instruction I received. I'm telling you, it's still like a dream, but it's real. I just saw the thing with a sound. In my eyes, the door just cracked. Boom. I said, the door is open. Then that was when I built confidence to now tell them that as you guys were looking, Spirit of God just told me. Everybody was so amazed. That was the teaching for that day. I'm telling you, we talk about it, we dwell on it, everybody bringing different. We went into prayers, praising God. Wow, God can do this. It is real. Door, not living thing. Hear the word of God. Talk less of living things. Praise the Lord. You know, the devil did not give up. When Jesus speak the word, he stepped back. He came back again. Verse 6. He will try, but speak the word. I told you on Sunday, I said, don't give up. Stand on the word. And he said, if you are the Son of God, jump off from. Jump off. You know what he did? He too now quoted. He quoted the word for the word. The scripture says, he will order his angels to protect you, and they will hold you up with their hands so that you won't even hurt your foot on the stone. Verse 7, what did Jesus say to him? Jesus responded, it is written, you must not test the Lord your God. Man. This dude is so stubborn. And it is still, the only thing that can overcome him is the word. Is the word. Go to verse 9. See what he did again. Verse 9. How he give it. Start from verse 8, please. Next, the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him kingdoms of the world and all their glory. Who owns all these things? Everything was made through Christ. And for him, all things were made. So whatever the devil is trying to deceive us with, it's already ours. I'm telling you, it's already ours. But he wants to see if you know it. He wants to see if you believe it. He wants to see if you remember it. He wants to see if you know your right. Bring in Jesus. See all these things. If you can kneel down and worship me, I will give them all to you. They will be yours. I've never seen a liar like this, devil. Don't be moved by any of his swag. He has no swag. He's full of deceit. Understand his move and call him by his name. You are a liar. You are what? A liar. Yes. And then you will see that he is very, very weak when it comes to being confronted by the word. Hallelujah. See what Jesus said to him. Get out of here. Get thee behind me, Satan. Jesus told him, for the scripture says, you must worship the Lord your God and serve him only. brethren, your relationship makes your prayer to be a conversation with him. That is why we start with relationship. If there is no relationship, there's no prayer. That is why a lot of people shouting today, saying they are praying all night and all that. They have no relationship. It doesn't hear them. It is your relationship. If you don't have relationship with me now, I can't just be talking to you as a stranger. If I'm going on the street and he's like, excuse me, I will look at you well. To know whether I want to pay attention or I want to double my and walk faster than before. Why? Because you are a stranger. What we make our prayer, our conversation with the Lord Jesus Christ to be meaningful to him and not sound like a noise is our relationship. That is why prayer will not be effective. Because now he's hearing your voice. He is not hearing a noise. Praise the Lord. It is important we are men and women of the word. Please, brethren, don't just memorize it. Don't just read it. To do quiet time so that it will be recorded you have done it. No. Let it be a lifestyle. A lifestyle. A lifestyle. A life what? Style. Living the life of the word. That is living according to the word. If you can dwell on only one verse, stay on it. Until it sinks, until the Lord open your eyes, until you understand it. Don't read Bible for competition's sake. You want to finish it within 3 months. And you are just reading. It's not sinking. It's not staying. You are not having understanding. You are not getting it. It is not a novel. It is not a pesetas. It is not newspaper. It is the word of God. Amen. The last thing that shows you are a mature man of understanding is living by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Living by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, when you are being led by the Holy Spirit in all you do, you living an exemplary Christian life. You are unique. You are what? Unique. Because any step you take, any decision you take, you have been led. If you don't hear God, you don't move. Everybody can be rushing. You will stay calm. And when he speaks, when you are being led, when you take that direction, even if all are failing, my brethren, you will succeed. Because you are not leaning on your own understanding, but you are being guided by Spirit. So a man of mature understanding is someone that has the Trinity with them. You have relationship with the Son. You are living the life of the word, and his Spirit is guiding you. Man, you have understanding that will surpass others, that will make you stand out. Physically, what brings understanding is growth. What brings growth is food, that is feeding. And what brings maturity is exercise. So feeding on his word will cause you to grow in your relationship and understanding of him. But exercising his word will cause you to mature in your understanding. So it is very, very important that we put all these things into consideration and don't just play game with our life at this end time. We are not coming to church because we were born as Christians.
If because you were born as Christian, that is why you must be in church, then you have no understanding. You have no relationship. You have no reason why you are following this man, Jesus. The book of Luke that I was reading to us on Sunday, Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24, verse 31. Verse 31 says something that I want us to read it. Luke 24, verse 31. Luke 24, 31. You still remember the story, right? The two disciples that came to the tomb and they found that he was gone. The tomb was empty. They started talking about Jesus, and Jesus himself joined them on the way, and he began to talk to them. The Bible says he was sharing, breaking the word for them. They began to enjoy it. Now they have a relationship. They were begging him, please don't leave us. Come with us to where we are going. Now they enjoy. I'm telling you, when you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you want to be with him. You want to have conversation with him. Everything you do, you want to talk to him about it before you do. You will enjoy the friendship. It's never a boring friendship when you are with Jesus Christ. I'm telling you. Jesus now break the bread. When they got to the house, the Bible says that he break the bread, he gave it to them. Immediately they ate the bread. See what happened? Suddenly, their eyes were opened. And that was when they recognized him. When you feed on the word, when he opened your eyes, you will have understanding. You will have understanding. Somebody can be reading the Bible all day with no understanding, except the Lord builds. See what happened? Immediately, their eyes opened and they recognized him. So this man we've been talking with, we have been walking together, is Jesus himself. The Bible says he disappeared. Act of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8. You know it. And ye shall receive power. Power. When you pray. Right? When the Holy Spirit comes upon you. The moment the Spirit of God comes upon you, power follows. Not power to destroy, but power to do all things. Power to be a witness. Your life will now begin to preach. Without opening your mouth, your life will begin to what? To preach, to witness. Then you will be able to do all things because the power of God has come upon you. You shall receive power and ability. I like the way Amplified put it. But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. The Holy Spirit in us makes our relationship with the Lord and abiding in his word easy. Brother, I'm telling you, you cannot please him except he himself make. And what makes us to be doers of the word is the work of the Holy Spirit in us. You can testify with me a lot of times. I know I've done it several times. Lord, I don't want to do this thing no more, and I won't do it again. Before you know, you begin to see yourself dealing with it again. But when the power of the Lord comes upon you, you will be able to, because then you will have power. Everybody say power. Power. You will now have power to do it. You will have power to love your spouse. You will have power to love even people that don't love you. You will have power to listen to divine instruction and follow it. You will have power, ability, strength, efficiency, might to move when he wants you to move. These are the things you cannot just do on your own, but the power of God brings the ability for you to do it. Have you been stabbed by people and God say, go and apologize to them? Draw them closer. Apologize to them. You know you can't do that when you are on your own. Because you will have reason. God, they did this to me. They punched me. They pushed me back. They step on me. They throw my food away. They didn't give me water. You will be giving God reasons. Things you did that you think you should be justified. Praise God. But when the Spirit of God is helping you, you will begin to do what a natural man cannot do in order to please the Lord. Your steps, your order will be guided by Him, and you will begin to please Him. Accept the Lord's build. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome the weaknesses of our flesh. You don't go to school to learn how to overcome flesh. You go to the school of Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, that's why when you see that the more we are filled with the Spirit, the more we are able to be like Him. The more we begin to walk in His path. Things that were difficult for you yesterday, you see yourself growing. And today you are able to move a little further. Praise the Lord. That is why we are growing daily as a child of God. Day by day we are advancing. Something that you didn't know yesterday that caused you to stumble, today you are able to identify it and you are able to move up. You are able to move on. You are able to please God. You are able to... That is why you won't... Don't just commit one sin and you think, you know, you can't join and sing praise and worship because you committed sin. When the Spirit of God convicts you of what you did, what did the Bible say you should do? Confess it. Confess it. And see what the Bible says. When you confess your sin, He is what? Faithful. Faithful and just. See those two words. He is faithful and just to forgive. When you confess a sin, when there is confession, you weaken the power of the curse of sin. That curse that should have come from the sin, that confession weaken, nullify, destroy that curse of sin over you. Brethren, there is power in confession. It's your Father. Don't hide. Lord, I got it wrong. I am so sorry. But a lot of us think we are because we are head of ministry, we are pastors. No, somebody like me shouldn't apologize. Somebody like me shouldn't admit my error. Somebody like me, because I speak in tongues. A lot of people speak in tongues today. Speaking in tongues is even cheaper than 99 cents store, I'm telling you. Very, very cheap. Everybody speaking in tongues today with no power. Go and say in the Bible, when they speak in tongues, things happen. Things happen. There is a mark. We must be filled with the Holy Spirit. We must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't be satisfied where you are. Receive more of His Spirit. More of His Spirit. This should be your desire. More of His Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. The more you feel, the more you are becoming overcomers. Praise God. You know why we should be filled with the Spirit? John chapter 6, verse 63. John chapter 6, verse 63. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. See this. Human effort accomplishes what? Nothing. Nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Brethren, we cannot achieve anything by our human effort. The Spirit will help us. We must live the life of the Spirit. We must be filled with the Spirit, because we cannot achieve. You can have a desire. You can have a desire. You will just see that the thing wrestle you again and overcome you. The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. John chapter 14, verses 16 through 17. John 14, 16 through 17. Then I will ask my Father, and he will give you another, what? Helper. And that helper, see, God himself promised, because he knows that we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit, brethren. We cannot do it. I will give you another helper. He will be with you forever. Who is that helper? He is the Spirit of truth. The world cannot receive him. It does not see him. That is, the world cannot see the Spirit. The world doesn't understand the Spirit. It does not see him. It does not know him. You know him because he lives with you and will be in you. In you. We must be Spirit-filled. We must be Spirit-filled. As you desire to have this, to have that, desire to be Spirit-filled as well. It will make your journey as a child of God easy. It will make it easy. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 3. Verses 17 through 19. Ephesians chapter 3, 17 through 19. Then Christ will make his home where? In your heart, as you trust him. See how the Spirit can come upon you. See how you can be filled with the Spirit. It takes less effort. It takes only trusting in the Lord. Begin to live the life of trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. He will make his home in your heart as what? You trust in him. Your roots will grow down into where? God's love, and keep you strong. Verse 18. And may you have the power. See, now when he keeps you strong, after you trust in and you begin to grow in the Spirit, see what will happen now. Then you begin to have power to what? Understand. You begin to have power to understand. As all God's people should. How wide, how long, how high, and how deep is his love. Verse 19. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made what? Complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. See what will happen when we are Spirit-filled. We will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. That is when you can be untouchable. It's not just about memorizing it and saying it, and you know, everybody can quote it. I am untouchable. I am this and that. Are you Spirit-filled? Are you complete in him? We finished. One lady was sharing a testimony one time. We finish a day, all this 3 days, powerful revival. The evangelist, the revivalist, everybody, march on the devil, march on the devil. Take off your shoe, take off your shoe and march on the... So everybody, the whole place was making big noise, marching on the devil. Touch, march on his head. Who says that the devil's head is under you? You know, but all of us were doing it. We were marching on the devil. He kept telling us, some people were getting tired. They were tired of marching. This lady said that as they were going, Nepa took off flight. And he was with his children. She was with three of her children. So they were all going in the middle of the road. And she said immediately, because they didn't have torchlight, nothing. They were just going, and they were able to get their way. He said a thought just came on her, and very, very real. Like, you march on the devil, he's going to show up now. You just march on the devil's head, he is going. She said she looked, because that thing sounded so real, as if somebody was. She said immediately she began to be nervous. She grabbed the youngest of the baby. She grabbed the hand and told the rest, hold your hands together and let's walk fast. Let's walk fast. So, she said, because the thing was real, as if something was talking. She said, somebody that just matched the head of the devil. Now on the road, so nervous. She said they ran so fast and she was breathing heavily. She was the one testifying. As soon as she got home, she began to go back into everything like she messed up. She said she felt so bad that she really messed up. Then where is your faith? You just had a voice and now you became nervous. So what will happen when you now see? Brother, it's more than just marching on the devil. We have to live the word, the life of the word. We have to be strengthened, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And we have to maintain a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to take a question or two before we go. This is the complete teachings on the sermon we heard on Sunday. This is the part two of it. So don't forget, I made it very simple and clearly. What is the first thing that is very essential to become men of mature understanding? Relationship. 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 What's the number two? The life of the world. The life of the world. We should be living the life of the world. And number three, be guided by the Holy Spirit. And as he guides you, you know, I've told us, it is the relationship and the power of the word in us that will enable us to yield to the voice of the Holy Spirit. A lot of time, Holy Spirit speaks to us. Spirit of God speaks. But a lot of time, we don't understand it. We don't recognize it. We don't yield. We don't respond. We do our thing. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Amen. Question? Yes, sir. Somebody have a question right there. Please give him a mic. I was hearing him throughout the teaching. Let us hear the question. Yes, sir. What's your question?
Yes. I came here a couple of weeks ago, a week ago. I haven't been back since, but I was moving. I was in transit.
Use the mic so I can hear you.
I was in transit. My name is William Brown.
Okay.
And I just moved here from Morristown. But make a long story short, I want to forget the question. The question is about when something about Paul. When Paul he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, which I know about that. But what I'm trying to say is that how do we as people get past some of the things that you just said about the Holy Spirit, which is the most important thing, because we have to get into the Spirit. But how do you get into the Spirit? Because I think God is a Spirit. God is a Spirit. But we got to get into the Spirit to get communication with God. How do some of us get that way when we once we leave the church, we revert back to our old ways.
How do we be filled with the Holy Spirit? Is that your question?
How do we go back to, how do we just, okay, leave the church? Uh-huh. What you just said was so important, but a lot of us are going to forget that and not go back and revert to that. But how do we go back to understanding and respecting each other through that?
How do we do these things that we talk about? After like, leaving this
sometimes,
place.
Sometimes it's hard. It's right. Easy to say in church. But
yes.
It's hard to do on the street.
Thank you, my brother.
Especially
very, very good question.
And all the other stuff that's going
very,
on.
Very, very good question.
But
I got your question.
As human
very,
beings,
very good question.
And we are people of God. And like you said, the Holy Spirit.
Right.
But a lot of us are going to go back and go to our ways.
Huh? Yes. How we, can somebody read John chapter 15, verse 5? He asks a very good question. And, you know, it's true. It's something that happens. By the time we share the grace, you know, right there by the door, you start. You know, how do we not go back, you know, and maintain these things that we heard and begin to, you know, grow and begin to live the life of the world? John 15, verse 5. John chapter 15, verse 5.
Me, you can. John 15, 5. I am the vine. You are.
Do
the
you
branches.
Have New Living Translation? NLT.
No
yes, sir, you go ahead. Go ahead. This okay. The one on the screen. Yes.
I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce, after living here, after going to our destination, after living outside of the church, those who have remained in me and I in them will produce much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Relationship. Begin to trust. We read it. Begin to trust in his word. Everything we read today, begin to go over and study them and believe in it. Day by day. It is not one day journey. Day by day. And I said it, you can miss it. When you miss it, that doesn't mean you are disqualified. That doesn't mean that you are not a child of God. The moment the Spirit of God convinces you of something that you missed, please get up and get back on track. Day by day, it is a journey and it's a gradual process. So as you begin to trust in this word, as you begin to believe in this word, as you begin to cherish, to have relationship and maintain the relationship with him, as you begin to study his word, his spirit will come upon you. And the spirit will begin to dwell in you. We read it. You will begin to gain roots. Begin to grow. Until you will be fully completed, you know, and be growing in his shape. So, my brother, it takes gradual effort. Your desire matters. Your desire to live by all this that we share tonight. You know, you must have desire. And he sees your desire and he will now help you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. It's good to have some.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.